What's up, everybody? BC back in the building. We're here to talk to you today about some nuanced things when it comes to going door to door. You can also use a lot of these tricks, networking in person. Again, I just typically come to you guys with the sales angle because that's what most of you know me for. All right, so let's jump right in, okay? When it comes to door knocking and social interactions, sales situations, right? I always did my best to focus on, learn, and push the more nuanced things besides the basics. I never focused on gimmicks. You see a ton of gimmicks out there. This type of selling, this type of selling. Most of that's bullshit. I think you guys know it. Some of you have fallen prey to purchasing that type of stuff and then realizing it's kind of a scam, right? I've always stayed tried and true to what, I don't even want to say the word classic sales because people misunderstand classic sales. The right sales done at the highest levels is the only and the most effective way to sell because it understands human nature from the inside out and there's no getting around that, period, okay? So let's go to the door, right? Something subtle that a lot of people miss is if I knock, right? You're already fighting an uphill battle. They don't know you, you're unannounced, you're a stranger, and then physically, a lot of us put off the wrong things. This is why you need to dress differently. This is why you need to dress sharp. And this is why you can't fall into a box, right? If I dress like ass, horrible, they're not going to respect me. If I dress with like a black or gray suit and a white shirt, they're going to think probably Jehovah's Witness or Mormon, right? If I have the maybe basic polo shirt, they're going to think solar salesman or something like that. You have to avoid these boxes. That's very much psychological. Why do you guys think, on top of my crazy style, which is inherently me, why do you think I always wore, you know, USA colored ties or, you know, the pink shirt, the red shirt, the purple shirt or something like that? Because when people see that, they can't automatically put me into a box. Therefore, they're going to have to investigate further. Nothing came up subconsciously to tell them, salesperson, this, that. Therefore, they will stay in the interaction longer. Most of you lose that battle before it even begins because you give off the wrong subconscious triggers to people, okay? That's just your image real quick, all right? Number two is this. You're going to notice subtle bodily movements that most people don't pick up on. Now, if you're brand new, this is going to go over your head. Just focus on what you're going to say and having a very tight and simple script, okay? But let's say I knock. You guys are going to notice a lot of times that when you knock and they open the door, a lot of people are hesitant. It almost seems like they're opening the door, but while they're talking to you, they want to pull away from you. They want to end the interaction, right? They don't want to talk. That's normal. You can't look at that and be upset or say, why is that happening? That's basic human nature in 2024, okay? Most people are not comfortable socially, especially after the evil C word. And now more than ever, again, you have that, plus you're the stranger, you're showing up unannounced, they don't know you, they think you might sell them something, right? So we have a lot of things we're working against. So you're already, like I mentioned, fighting an uphill battle. A subtle trick that you can add, I remember talking about this in my first door knocking product, right? And demonstrating it on video. When you, and you feel this, you don't even have to just see it, you feel it. When people, you feel like people are pulling away from you, you need to simultaneously at the same time pull away with them. So as an example, as I was talking to people, I felt that tension or I noticed them kind of backing up. And as I would talk, right, I was already at an angle like this. I would talk and I would take like one or two steps back slowly. And then whenever I took my second step, I would lean back on that back foot to create more space and give the illusion that I was leaving. And that subtle movement would cut that tension, right? It would alleviate the pressure off of them. And many times I would get a tremendous amount of compliance in return. Some people would open the door more to talk to me. Some people would immediately open the door and come out and talk to me because they felt comfortable. Because in that dynamic, most people, when they pull away, what does the other person do on a subconscious level that's wrong? They chase. This person pulls away, they try to chase them. No, no, no. And what does that do? Boom, they continue the movement. But if they pull away and I pull away, right? I've just broken that pattern and I've almost in a way thrown a wrench into the engine of their movement subconsciously. Because those are subconscious responses that people are giving. But by giving the opposite one, I give them the opportunity now to respond accordingly, which will keep the interaction going, which is what I want. You see? And this is that nuanced stuff that people miss that, again, you may even say, I know this, can you apply it though at the highest levels? Have you seen it demonstrated? Because the answer is probably not. So if you got the basics, let's work on this next piece and add a new wrinkle to your game. Because this is the stuff that separates the men from the boys, the superstars from everybody else. Because when you go up the four steps of learning, right? Unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and then unconscious competence, right? That's the four steps. You want to get to that top one with this stuff, so it's just automatic. Like all these things now, I can break them down and explain them to people, but I just do them naturally. And that's the level that you want to get to, right? Because then it just happens and you don't have to think about it anymore and it's automatic and it requires less brain power. When it's automatic, it's just smooth. It's like tying your shoes. It takes zero effort, zero focus. And that's what you want, okay? Additionally, another trick that I can give you guys is when you're talking to people, right? If you want to start building comfort faster with them, especially in person, break their personal bubble for like a second or two or a moment and then come back out to demonstrate to them that you respect their space. So as an example, right? We know psychologically, if I walk up to you shoulder to shoulder, you're going to want to pull away, right? Because it's intimidating and it's too direct. However, if I stand next to you shoulder to shoulder, you don't feel any pressure, any anxiety, anything. It's very comfortable. So what I do is if I have a flyer or something in my hand and I'm talking to somebody more face-to-face or at a distance, I'll walk up to them and stand next to them and show them and put the focus on what I'm showing them. And then when that's done and I lift it, I immediately take a step or two back and create distance again. This demonstrates subconsciously that you're aware of that dynamic. And now that you've broken their bubble and come out, right? They're more comfortable with you. This is how you slowly start chipping away at building comfort with people. It's very nuanced, but it's very, very effective, right? And after you do this once or twice, people will start becoming comfortable with your touch, right? Shaking your hand, you being in closer proximity to them. And it basically just builds up that level of rapport and trust to a level where eventually you can get away in quotes with a lot of stuff because they're so comfortable with you, right? Basically, it breeds comfort and familiarity. I'm familiar with this person. They demonstrated that they can invade my space, but they were aware of it and they got out. All this stuff happens subconsciously, by the way. None of this is a conscious conversation. It's all subconscious, right? And it's magnificent because when you do these things and you start applying them, you start to see just a world of difference in the interactions that you have with people. It's these types of things that give me the confidence to say, if I have a conversation with somebody and they engage with me, it's over. Like, I know exactly what to do to win them over, make the sale, have them like me, or take it wherever it is that I want to go, right? And these are some of the things that give you that like next level type of confidence because you're operating on a level that people are not aware of. This is subliminal communication. This is subconscious communication. So on and so forth. Okay. So I'll keep it short and sweet today, guys. Because of this subconscious and subliminal communication kind of test and theory and instruction that I gave you today, we can say, I'm actually doing a workshop next week that I'll plug in right now. And it's in the description where we focus on stuff like I covered on this video, specifically in depth on a multiple day training. It gives people kind of a taste of what I do on my coaching and other things. But if you're not a coaching type of person and you would just like to do a workshop or a seminar, then this will be the opportunity for you. Okay. I'll leave that link below. I appreciate the support. If this is the type of content that you like, leave a comment below and I'll continue along this train. Okay. See you guys. Peace out. Salute.